Happy Sunday. We are rocking out this morning with the B-52s, a song called Rome, R-O-A-M, as in roaming around the world. Oh my goodness, this just woke me up entirely right now. Maybe you too. There's a chorus. Oh my gosh, this video is so beautifully 80s. Anyway, I paused it. I know it was a little loud. I'm sorry. I haven't had any music, I don't think, because I was on Vancouver Island the last 4 or 5 of my audio notes to you. And so here I am back in San Francisco, and you may or may not have read my email that I sent out on Friday. It was called What's New? I think it was called What's New? And I was sharing a little celebration moment about how our hearts love novelty and how it fuels us and feeds us to do things out of the ordinary. And I was inspired to continue that conversation a little bit today because I just got some really delightful responses from people, and they just sparked me. And this is all part of it, right? Like I was thinking how beautiful it is to get to be in conversation with you, even if I've never met you in person, or even if I've never even seen you on video or at a workshop or a class or a coaching group, that I love you. I feel like you're a part of my, you are a part of my world. Not that I feel like it, you are. And so it's a really fun experience. You can probably imagine that depending on what email I send out, what the topic, it might spark someone to write. Someone may never write, and then all of a sudden, you know, I hear from them for the first time, and they've been hanging around for years. It's a delight. And I realized, first of all, that that's kind of a meta experience. I was responding to somebody, and I realized, like, wow, this is an adventure in itself, right? Connecting to someone and having a brand new sort of conversation. One person, hello M, told me about some murals that she facilitated in her town. And it was so fascinating and so wonderful to hear about, because the topic, if you didn't see it, the topic of my email on Friday had to do with visiting this tiny little town on Vancouver Island that has nearly 70 murals in this just very small space of just a few streets. It's absolutely phenomenal. And that was what I was talking about, that memory and the adventure of it, how it came about. So M had written about that, and that just really sparked me. And the other thing I want to thank Jennifer, I hope you're listening, who she shared something that was new to me, or it was like an insight that I hadn't had, and I'm holding it, and I want to explore it a little more. What she said was that my email helped her to better understand the expression shared experience, and that the lifetime of a shared experience goes way beyond that moment that it takes place. I'll say that again, that she said my email helped her to better understand the expression shared experience, and that the lifetime of a shared experience goes way beyond the moment it takes place. Now, I, even though I had sent out this email and she got that from my email, I hadn't gotten that. And I was absolutely delighted. I don't know why I said that. That's so funny. Delighted. I was delighted. I guess because I was delighted. I was so delighted to consider the very big importance of what Jennifer was sharing with me. And I want you to just hold this for a minute and think about this. So we may take advantage of a moment of spontaneous novelty or adventure, which again is what I was talking about in my email on Friday. and we may have a wonderful experience with, you know, someone else or by ourselves. And that is, you know, I was going to say that's everything, but that's not everything. That is really something big to have that. And that's sort of, again, the, you know, the gist of my email Friday was sort of just to encourage each of us to listen for those breadcrumbs of where is an adventure calling to me, no matter how small, you know, even if it's like you get that nudge to drive down a street that you've never driven down to take your children to school, or you get this, you know, idea that you're going to go to a different bakery for bread today. Those little, I'm putting that in quotes, adventures are really ways that they do give us these boosts of something, dopamines maybe. But what Jennifer was pointing to, and I think this is so huge, is that the lifetime of that little adventure can go way, way, way beyond just that time. So for instance, this is a good example. So I posted a photograph that I had taken with a couple, these really lovely women who were from Thailand. And I told a little story about what happened and how I ended up taking a photo with them. And when I was making this email for you, I got to relive that adventure. I got to relive meeting those women. I got to relive the experience. And it was super joyful to do. And I got a note from my friend Trish, who was in that picture, was on that little adventure with me. And she said, oh my goodness, I forgot all about meeting those wonderful women, right? So the lifetime of that moment is already being extended. And who knows, right? I mean, truthfully, there have been other ways that those murals have come back around, that I've either spoken about them or, you know, enjoyed seeing a photo of them, or certainly told people about visiting this little town. And I just, again, I know, I don't know if this is striking you as big as it is me, but I think essentially what Jennifer was pointing to is a more bigger general idea even, which is that we can milk is the word that came out, which maybe is, I don't know if that's not a great word, but we can milk our experiences for so much more joy than just in the moment when we have them. Why do we take photos, right? That's a super good example and simple to get of, we take photographs of joyful moments so that we can look at them and our bodies light up at that re-experiencing. And, you know, it's something that we, probably a lot of us do, maybe unconsciously, but that we could even do with a lot more consciousness, right? We could, and this relates to something that I've talked to you about a lot, but I'm going to say it again because I think it's really pertinent here, which is when a memory drops in of a shared experience that we've had with someone, a friend or a mom or a family member or an acquaintance, a coworker, when something drops in, something reminds us of that fun experience or something meaningful, that in that instance, and please don't wait, say it now, in that instance, text that person, email that person, call that person, send a card, write it down, get it to them somehow. Oh my goodness, just remembering da 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 da. That was so fun. That was so meaningful. That meant a lot to me. I love you. Or whatever. You know, that is a way that we are extending the lifetime of that energetic moment. And it's a really beautiful thing to do, because what it's doing is it's also training our bodies and our minds to look for those moments, even if they've already happened, right? I can't remember even what happened, how I ended up. Oh, I do know. I mean, this is kind of interesting. So I wanted to do a celebration moment about Tiny Adventures, because last night I had gone to hear some music in San Francisco, and it was really fun and vibrant and colorful. And it was a great, just out of the ordinary moment of being alive in San Francisco. It's a band called Mission Delirium. They wear these, like, mostly they have like glittery, sequiny, gold and black outfits. They put lights on their instruments. They're kind of like a quote unquote marching band, or I guess a brass band. And they're, I don't know, maybe 20 of them crowded onto this tiny little stage. And I can't even describe enough how just marvelous the experience is. But I was going to post a photo from last night because I wanted to talk about that. Like, I could have easily, in fact, I thought about not going. I bought the tickets and I was kind of tired last night. And I thought, oh, you know how that old Squawky Polly mind will say, like, oh, I don't know, do I really want to go? And then it was so wonderful to have that adventure last night. So I was going to post a photo of that. I know this is a long-winded tangent, but I was going to post a photo of that. But the photos just didn't quite capture the magic. There were so many people crowded into this tiny space, and the photos of the band weren't really that. They just didn't capture it. And so when I must have like glanced at this mural photo or somehow it came to my attention, and I realized, like, oh, that speaks to the celebration I want to talk to you about. So voila, I got to re-experience the mural adventure. And now, I mean, listen to this. Here I am and telling you about hearing Mission Delirium last night and delighting in them and the lights on their instruments and the crowd going crazy and everyone like jammed into this small back patio of a place in San Francisco. Just like Jennifer said, Jennifer, I hope I'm going to have to make sure you listen to this, because it's like, this is really profound what you shared. You know, the lifetime of that ticket to go see that band has now been extended. You know, of course, I loved it last night. Before I went to bed, I was thinking about it this morning. Again, you know, I was telling someone about it. Now I'm telling you about it. Yeah, I'm just really struck by this. Each time we tell someone, we look at the photos, we remind someone else who was there with us, we're extending the lifetime of that joy. Isn't that amazing? And it's like that we have space inside of us for that is also amazing. Oh my goodness. Well, let's listen to a tiny bit of music before we close out. Even just listening to this song is such a good example of that, because I remember the B-52, obviously, maybe some of you do too, listening to this music in various places of my life in the 80s. And here it is again, coming back to extend the lifetime of joy. Anyway, I hope you're as delighted as I am with this concept. And I hope maybe, you know, if it strikes you, or you come up with a different angle on it, or you think about it, or it helps you to remind someone else of some joy you've shared with them, let me know. Because again, it's part of the little daily adventures is to get to connect with people that we don't always connect with. And it's really fun. I love hearing from you. I love knowing where you're going with things. And as you can see, like, you know, there were some people that wrote to me about the murals and about this, and I don't tell you about all of them, but each of you, you know, it sparked something in me. It makes me feel connected and alive, and I'm grateful. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye-bye.